Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for ZTO Express. If you're looking to dive deep into a major player in the logistics and express delivery space, you're in the right place. For those who might not be as familiar, ZTO Express is a leading express delivery company based in China, operating in the industrial sector with a massive network that handles billions of parcels annually. They're a heavyweight in the e-commerce-driven logistics industry, and today we're breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see if they're a solid pick for your long-term portfolio. Let's get into it. First, a quick snapshot of what's been happening with ZTO Express. Recent performance metrics show they've had a mixed bag over different timeframes. Short-term, we're seeing some fluctuations in their weekly and monthly performance, but over the longer haul, like the past year and even 5 years, they've shown resilience compared to some peers in the industry. On the news front, there's a lot of buzz around their operational scale and market share gains, especially in China's booming e-commerce market. Their latest earnings call also highlighted some impressive parcel volume growth and strategic moves to boost efficiency, which we'll dig into shortly. So with that backdrop, let's jump into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving ZTO Express and what could trip them up. Strength. Massive scale and market leadership. ZTO Express is a titan in China's express delivery market, handling a staggering parcel volume. Think billions of packages, with numbers like 7.7 billion parcels in just one quarter, as mentioned in their recent earnings call. This scale gives them a serious edge in cost efficiency and network coverage, making them a go-to for e-commerce giants. Strong financial metrics. Looking at their income statements, ZTO has been posting solid revenue and gross profit figures year over year. Their net income and EPS are holding steady, which signals consistent profitability, a big green flag for long-term investors. Plus, their free cash flow yield looks healthy, showing they've got cash to reinvest or reward shareholders. Operational efficiency. From their earnings call summary, it's clear ZTO is laser-focused on leveraging economies of scale. They're optimizing their network and cutting costs per parcel, which is reflected in decent gross and net profit margins. This operational prowess keeps them competitive in a cutthroat industry. Robust balance sheet. Peeking at their balance sheet, ZTO has a strong cash position with significant cash and equivalents on hand. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, which means they're not over-leveraged, a comforting sign for anyone worried about financial stability in volatile markets. Weaknesses. Dependence on China's market. While ZTO dominates in China, their revenue is heavily tied to this single region, as seen in their geographic revenue segments. Any slowdown in China's e-commerce growth or regulatory headwinds could hit them hard. Diversification isn't their strong suit yet. Margin pressures. Despite solid profitability, their earnings call hinted at ongoing pricing competition in the industry. Net profit margins, while decent, aren't expanding as much as you'd hope for a company of this size, suggesting they're having to fight tooth and nail to maintain profitability. Valuation concerns. On the valuation front, their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates aren't exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to industry averages, ZTO might be priced at a premium, which could limit upside for investors jumping in now unless growth accelerates. Limited innovation visibility. While they're efficient, there's not a ton of chatter in the data about groundbreaking tech or innovation driving future growth. They're playing a strong game with what they've got, but without clear disruption in their strategy, they risk being outpaced by more tech-forward competitors. Opportunities. E-commerce boom. China's e-commerce market isn't slowing down anytime soon, and ZTO is perfectly positioned to ride this wave. Their earnings call emphasized plans to strengthen service offerings, which could mean capturing even more market share as online shopping continues to explode. Brand and network expansion. ZTO's focus on brand strength, as mentioned in their strategic outlook, could open doors to partnerships or international expansion. If they can replicate their China success elsewhere, even on a small scale, it would diversify their revenue and reduce regional risk. Operational improvements. With ongoing investments in property, plant, and equipment, as seen in their cash flow statements, ZTO is doubling down on infrastructure, If these capital expenditures pay off with even better efficiency or capacity, their margins could see a nice bump over the long term. Dividend potential. Their dividend yield isn't huge right now, but with steady cash flows and a solid balance sheet, there's room to increase payouts. For income-focused investors, this could become a nice bonus down the road if management prioritizes shareholder returns. Threats. Intense competition. The express delivery space in China is a battlefield. Pricing wars, as highlighted in their earnings call, are a real threat to margins. If competitors keep slashing prices or innovating faster, ZTO could lose ground despite their scale. Regulatory risks. Operating primarily in China means ZTO is at the mercy of local regulations. Any policy changes targeting logistics or e-commerce could disrupt their operations or increase costs overnight. This is a big what-if for long-term holders. Economic slowdowns. If China's economy hits a rough patch, e-commerce growth could stall, directly impacting ZTO's parcel volumes and revenue. Their performance metrics already show sensitivity to shorter-term market swings, so a broader downturn could sting. Geopolitical tensions. While not directly in the data, their heavy reliance on one region means any broader trade or geopolitical issues affecting China could indirectly pressure ZTO. It's a macro risk that's hard to ignore for a company this concentrated. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. ZTO Express is a powerhouse in the logistics game, with undeniable strengths in scale, efficiency, and financial stability. They're well-positioned to keep capitalizing on the e-commerce trend, and their focus on operational improvements could drive solid growth over the next few years. However, I can't ignore the risks. Intense competition, margin pressures, and their heavy reliance on China's market are real hurdles. For long-term investors, ZTO offers a compelling story if you believe in the sustained growth of online shopping and their ability to fend off rivals. But if you're wary of regional risks or overvaluation, you might want to wait for a better entry point or keep a close eye on their next few quarters for signs of diversification or margin expansion. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown on ZTO Express. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on ZTO in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.